Something very, very reliable happens every year about this time in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. It's when all of a sudden the leaves start turning, and then all of a sudden all the family members responsible for planning the family portraits wake up and realize, oh my gosh, I need to schedule this. We don't have a holiday card this year. We haven't taken a family picture this year. We need to get this on the books. And photographers are saying, yay! Because all of a sudden the inquiries start coming in, the phone might start ringing, all of that. If you've been doing your due diligence and your marketing and your email lists and all those different things that I talk about in my weekly email and in my social media and that type of thing, if you've been doing all those things, you should start to see the effects of that this time of year. Springtime too, but really, really this time of year. Because for some reason, I guess it's not really an official family portrait unless it has fall colors in it, especially for those of us in the Mideast region, like from North Carolina above on this coast. Like, the leaves are a big thing. You have to get leaves in your pictures. Just like in our area, if you have spring pictures taken, and you have to get cherry blossoms in your pictures. Otherwise, is it really a family portrait? I don't know. And you might have something regional like that in your area as well, that when all of a sudden that time of year comes around and the phone starts ringing and everybody needs their pictures yesterday. But how can you be prepared for that busy season? How do you know that you're going to be able to handle the phone calls? A lot of photographers burn out this time of year because they haven't prepared appropriately. So I'm going to help you with that today on the Focal Points Podcast. Let's get started. Welcome to Focal Points, an in-photo podcast hosted by me, Dori Howell. This is the place to be if you want to ditch the overwhelm in your business and start creating a business that you love. In many traditional businesses, there are things that get done to prepare for the busy season. So say, for example, you have Target, right? Target hires seasonal employees to get them through the October, November, December rush. And they probably do things when it comes to inventory and everything that we don't see. There's a lot of shuffling happening behind the scenes when it comes to preparing for the busy season. And for many of these retailers, the busy season is what defines whether they had a successful year, whether they were up in earnings, or whether they were down in earnings. And they don't take that lightly. They do a lot of research. They do a lot of preparation. They do a lot of training to be able to handle the amount of business that they get when it comes to this busy season. So let me ask you, as a solopreneur or a small business photographer, what do you do to prepare for the busy season? If you have ever listened to anything that I've done before, you've probably heard my story that I talk about of prepping for performances when it came to my vocal performance degree, right? I didn't finish that degree because I had a baby and I became a photographer and I kind of let that go. But I learned a lot when it came to going to university and prepping for the performance. So if you take that same idea that you need to prep for the performance in your business and that you need to prepare and prep, that's a lot of P's, prepare and prep for the busy season when it comes to your business, are you able to handle the amount of work that might come your way? And when it comes to coaching, this is what I usually find when I'm dealing with my coaching clients, is the fact that many of them have never even considered the idea that you might need to do things different when it comes to the busy season. I had one coaching client who has specifically two busy seasons a year when it comes to her business. And I would ask her, okay, well, have you hired an editor? Have you hired someone to handle your orders? Have you done this? Have you done this? Have you taken these certain steps? And she looked at me, she's like, no, I just do it all myself. I said, well, yeah, that's why you can't handle the amount of business that you're getting. You're having to turn business away. You're frustrated and you're mad because you're never seeing your family. Your kids are telling you that you work too much. You're feeling burnt out and exhausted because you haven't prepared. There is no reason, and I firmly believe this, there is no reason that any photographer who has prepared accordingly should be burnt out and exhausted during these upcoming months when it comes to their photography business. If you are burnt out and exhausted because you've taken on too much work, oh, I'm not going to make any friends here, but let's just dive into it with a little tough love. It's your own fault. It's because you did not prepare your business for this rush. And there's so many different things that you can do. I want you as a photographer to be happy with the clients that you have, be happy with what you're charging. I want you to take advantage of this busy time and make more money for your family, because this could actually make your holiday season and what you decide to do with your family, the kind of presents that you buy your kids. I want everybody to get whatever they can out of this busy season, but it will not happen for you unless you do the work ahead of time. Preparation is key. If we want to quote the old Boy Scouts motto, be prepared, you have to prepare for the busy season. So what can you do to prepare for the busy season? Don't worry, I gotcha. And really, it doesn't take that much thought to really put into place, okay, when I'm going through my workflow, what are the things that I wanna do? This is the first thing that you need to do to prepare. What are the things that you really wanna do? And what are the things don't you wanna do? Let's just start with the basics. So maybe you really wanna photograph. You really wanna photograph. You really wanna book clients, invite people into the booking process. If you have phone calls or anything like that, have that initial visit with them. But after the session, you don't wanna load them into your machine. You don't wanna cull. You don't want to send off for editing or edit images or anything like that. And then you come back into the picture when it comes time to either presenting the images or doing your IPS appointments. I'm not going to have this conversation from a perspective of you have to do IPS or you have to do online galleries. That's not the point of this conversation. But the point is that we all have different things in our business that we don't want to do. And then we have other things in our business that we excel at. So if I was still doing family photography, I would say, okay, in order for me to prepare for the busy season, there's one thing really high on my list, little pop quiz for you. One thing really high on my list that I don't like doing in my business, and if you've listened to the podcast, I know you know the answer, but let's just say we're sitting in a room, we're having a little iced tea together. Today's National Coffee Day. I don't drink coffee, but I got myself a tea today. And I say, okay, you've listened to this podcast for a while. What are the three things that I don't like doing in my business? Is it, I don't like making initial phone calls to clients. I don't like delivering their final printed images, or I don't like editing. What do you think that would be? If you guessed editing, guess number three, you're absolutely right. I don't like editing. Can I edit? Yes. Am I the best at it? No. Am I super quick at it? No. Do I prefer to send it out? Absolutely. So if you look at your workflow and you say, what don't I like doing? No matter what you don't like doing, even if it's photographing clients, you can outsource that. You don't have to do it. And during the busy time is a really great way to experiment doing that. But guess what? You can't outsource what you don't want to do when you're in the middle and you have 10 clients on the docket ready to either be edited or delivered, or you're trying to onboard 10 clients. It's too late by then. Can you do it? Yes. Will it hurt? Yeah, it'll hurt. It will be very, very frustrating. So find out what you don't want to do in your business. Decide on that task. And in June or July, when things might be a little bit slower for your business, find people to step in and do those tasks. That's when you need to be looking ahead and you need to say, okay, I don't want to edit. Now, you know, little plug here. Image Salon. Yes, Image Salon for my editing. And they do a great job. There's other companies that do a great job as well for you when it comes to your editing, or you could hire an individual, whatever works for you. But say you're going to be busy, hire an editor. They can whip through those images so, so quickly. And then you need to come up with a workflow. And I'll talk about this a little bit more in further detail later down the road. But I think it's really important to remember that you can't just, anytime you outsource a task, whether it be sending out welcome emails, whether it be sending out customer service emails like booking and session prep stuff, whether it's editing images, whether it's culling images, no matter what task you do, you cannot give it to someone else and expect them to read your mind and know instinctively how you want it handled. So the way that I tell people that I'm going to train them is that I hop on my computer and I do a screen record video of me actually doing the task. So for example, I have someone who does a lot of social media around this podcast. And so what I did was I recorded a video, a screen record video of me talking and saying, this is how I want it done. You need to do that with every task you outsource. And the reason why you need to do that, first of all, it's good practice because it gets you in the mind of actually being the CEO, business owner, versus the practitioner of actually doing the work. It lets you know how your communication styles, if you explain things correctly, if they come back with a lot of questions, there's all those different things. So start recording your training videos now. If you know that you might need to hire someone, really, it can be, you can do this free. You can literally go into Google. They have, it's like Zoom. This is what I do. It's meet.google.com. Go in. It'll ask you to set up a meeting. You can set up a meeting. You can just go live right then. You're not going live anywhere, but it's recording right then. Then you go in and you hit screen record and you're good to go. And then you can share your screen. You can share your voice. Everything's there. So I highly recommend doing this if you're just creating a video or if you're actually going to train someone who's not in the room with you. This is a great way to just record your training sessions, right? You have all of this and you keep these videos in the future and then you can forward them out as you hire help. So that's the number one thing is you need to decide, first of all, what you're going to outsource. Then you need to create some sort of video or so forth to how you're going to tell people how you want things done. And I've made the mistake before of trying to hire a mind reader when it came to tasks in my business because I was too busy. I was just like, get it done. It was a disaster because they didn't do anything the way I wanted it done. And I didn't understand why. But you need to make sure that you are giving the instruction to these people. Then how do you find these people? Once you've created your training videos, how do you find these people? Well, you gotta ask around. And sometimes that might be posting on social media. It's a great thing to post that your business needs help. It makes you look like you're busy and you're growing and all those good things that people want to be attached to. Post that you need help and be specific about what you're looking for. You're looking for an image editor to be able to edit images in your style. You're looking for a customer service person to be able to onboard and help with your workflow when it comes to managing employees. You're looking for an order processor. Be very specific about what you're looking for and be realistic. And you probably are not going to find that perfect unicorn that can do all three of those things at the same time. Just like we can't be really good at everything we do in our business, people that you hire usually can't handle all those things as well. So just be realistic about it. So that's kind of an initial overview of how I would prepare as far as staffing goes. Because with most people, you're going to need help. Otherwise, you're really going to suffer through a busy time. And a busy time, we know the lifespan of a client relationship could be 6 to 8 weeks before from first inquiry to delivery of products, right? And that can be a really long time to suffer. And you don't need to suffer when it comes to the busy times. So you can hire temporary staff. We talked about training your staff. You want to make sure that if you're doing overseas things like hiring something from onlinejobs.ph, which has people in the Philippines or that type of thing, that you have ways of connecting during times when you're working, or you can specify that you only want someone who works in your time zone so that you have that way of communicating with them. There are a lot of things to consider. I'm happy to help you with that if you need coaching with that. Hiring people is something that I've done many, many times. And I think I have a pretty good way of doing this for photographers. So the next thing is you need to manage your staffing, manage your schedule, get ready, analyze your past trends. So do you keep inventory of anything in your studio? Whether that be bags, tissue paper, frames, do you have all those things on hand to handle the demand so you're not in the process of having to order things when you're waiting for them while people's orders are sitting there? If you need to keep an inventory, you need to order to prepare for the demand of the busy season. right? That's just pretty basic stuff. You don't want to be in a situation where all of a sudden you ran out of bags or you ran out of tissue paper or whatever it is that you have that you sell your clients right away or that you need for your clients. So the best way that I think people really, really don't prepare is your workflow, is making sure your workflow is tight. And when I say workflow, that means does everybody in your studio go through the same process from when they inquire to the end of the delivery process and beyond? Do you have a set workflow for that? And do you have a way to automate it? There are really great CRMs out in the world today that can help you automate those things so you're not doing custom emails each time and all of that. And some people don't like those automated systems. And let me tell you, not every person needs or even wants that individual attention that it takes for you to write an individualized email every single step of the way. I find, especially in this Washington, D.C. metropolitan areas, that people don't appreciate having to wait for anything. And I can't be at the computer all the time to get answers to their emails. So having a CRM really, really helps me automate that to get them the information that they want as quickly as possible. I use a CRM called Pixify. There's many, many out there. Pixify, P-I-X-I-F-I, right? And they've been in business for quite a while. And it really, really helps keep things automated. So don't be scared of leveraging your technology when it comes to the busy times of the year, right? So then the other thing that a lot of people, these are two things that fall through the cracks when it comes to handling your busy season. It's managing your finances. You're getting all this money in, especially if you're busy. It is like, it's awesome. Like you got thousands of dollars. You don't know what to do with them. Be careful with that. Don't let this be an indication that, especially with Black Friday sales, because, oh, they get tempting, right? All of a sudden, you have all this money, and we know this in this industry. For those of us who market coaching and that type of thing to photographers, I'm just going to lay it out there. We know that if you're busy, you have a lot of cash on hand that you probably weren't expecting, and you're a little bit freer with your pocketbook. It's the same way as people who are usually a little bit freer with their pocketbook when they go on vacations versus when they're at home. It's vacation money. We're good. We want to have a good time. During this busy time of year, photographers will spend very, very freely. And I want to warn you not to do that. Trust me, sales will come around again. Opportunities will come around again. Don't be busy, 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 ripping your hair out and being extremely frustrated and overwhelmed only to blow all this income on things that you may not need for your business. You may not need those actions, especially if you're outsourcing it to someone who already has the capability of making your images look the way that you want them to look. You may not need certain lenses or upgrades to your equipment. Now, I will be, you know, another true confession. I haven't updated my lighting or my camera equipment in 10 years. 10. I shoot with things that are antiquated when it comes to the photography industry. This year, though, I'm looking to change that and update all of this equipment. So I'm going to be looking for those specials and that type of thing. But because I know I need to do that, I'm preparing for that accordingly and ahead of time. So I don't get sucked into a lot of the things that I see on Black Friday. There is a huge industry when it comes to marketing of selling things to people that they don't necessarily need. Don't get caught up in blowing your whole year's profitability on things that you may or may not use. Things that I do think people need to use, I think they need to be very, very careful about things like actions and web solutions and all those different things, because you may be fine without them. But certain things that I do know photographers usually need, they usually need more business education. I know it's not fun. I know it's not glamorous, but photographers usually need more business education. And sometimes they need to upgrade their actual equipment if they're working with something that's very old like I am. Doesn't mean my pictures aren't good. I can get great images from what I use in the studio because it's studio, but when I take it outside and things start fluctuating a little bit, I need a little bit better equipment. So we're looking for that. So manage your finances through this time. All right. Now, here's the thing, what usually happens, and I did a podcast on this a while back, basically with the feast or famine when it comes to your marketing, okay? You're going to have a busy season if you've been marketing your business well through social, through your emails and that type of thing. It will come. I promise it will come. All right. It may not be what you want or expect, but you should get some clients from this if you're doing it right. What usually ends up happening is we market during the slow times. We stop marketing during the busy times. So we're on this hamster wheel of feast and famine. So what you want to make sure is that you want to prepare your marketing ahead of time. Don't stop marketing during the busy times. So you can plan out all your social media posts. I think you can even do your stories too. All your social media posts, you can use a product called Metricool, and you can schedule all that stuff out. So it runs by itself during your busy season and you don't even have to think about it, but you're still putting your name out there. You can program your emails ahead of time. All of those things can be done. And just like I'm programming podcasts for this. So I'm in September, but this is going to run in October, and then we're getting ahead for November. So I'm not worried about the podcast during this point in time. Do everything you can to think ahead so that you're not having to do it at the time. That will be one of your best things. And if you market through the busy times, guess what? Pretty soon, it won't be feast or famine anymore. You will start developing some consistency all the way across the board. Everyone needs pictures of some sort. Even in winter, even when it's cold. If you're a family photographer and you're only outside, but you want to have a consistent business, I highly, highly, highly recommend you learning how to use studio lights and having a studio option for clients who want images during the leaner months when you don't want to go outside, especially those of you who live in very, very cold climates. Because people want family pictures, people still have birthdays, people still get together, all that type of thing. Have a place where you can have those indoor photographs. And if you don't know how to do it, learn how to do it. Off-camera flash isn't that scary, but that's a whole nother thing. So you want to prepare your finances. You want to prepare your marketing. You want to prepare for the emergency. What happens if your computer goes down and you can't edit? What are you going to do? What happens if for some reason you get really, really sick? What happens if for some reason one of your children, if you have children, gets really, really sick and you have to cancel your sessions? Have someone there. Be prepared with a backup. All right. With someone that you can share things with. Having friends in this industry is so very, very important. And I think we forget that we're not just on an island. We can reach out to friends who can help us run our businesses and work with those things. So understand that you need to have partnerships with people. You can't be doing this on your own. And there's a lot of people in our industry that really, really don't believe that, who really think that every other photographer in their area is competition. Let me tell you, some of my best friends are photographers. Some of my best friends are the people that I know that if I break a lens or if I need a backup camera or if I need a studio to shoot in, I can call and say, hey, this happened. I need some help. Or they can take the sessions from me if I got sick. That actually happened. Earlier this year, I was supposed to do a magazine cover shoot and I woke up around 3 o'clock in the morning and I just didn't feel real great. And once you know, I took that COVID test and I had COVID and I knew that I could not go to that session that was going to be with children and other people knowing that I had COVID, even with a mask on. It just wasn't the responsible thing for me to do. So I had to call in a favor and say, hey, I can't do this today. This is the scope of the work. Can you take care of it? And they did. And it was wonderful. They did a great job. And I was so glad to be able to give them the opportunity to meet some of my faithful clients and work with them. So, preparing for the busy season is all about being prepared. Find how you can outsource some of the work that you have. Get your systems in place. Manage your finances well. Communicate and market. Don't stop marketing. Prepare for the worst case scenario. That will help you feel more secure when it comes to the busy season. And these are all real solid business ideas that you should have anyway. So if you don't have these in place now, I strongly recommend that you start putting them in place, because it's not a matter of if a camera will break or if something will go wrong with your computer, or you can't make a session, or you need to pay for something when it comes to your money that you weren't expecting, all of these things will eventually happen. They've all happened to me, and I've been in the business for 15 years. But preparing for the busy season is going to really, really help you feel less stress, less overwhelm. You're going to feel calmer. You're going to be able to spend more time with the people that you love. And guess what? You'll probably make a lot more money in the process. And when it comes to delivering your products, speaking of products, I really, really want you to head over to Enphoto and grab their album sample special that they have going on, and you can hear more about that right now. Are you tired of generic photo albums that don't do your beautiful images justice? Look no further than Enphoto's range of handcrafted albums made with the finest materials. These albums are a perfect way to showcase your beautiful photos that truly captures how gorgeous they actually are. And the best part is that as a listener of the Focal Points podcast, you can get a 75% discount off your sample album by signing up for an account using the link in our show notes. Visit Focal Points Podcast today. Go to that link, sign up for an account, and start showing off your work in a beautiful, beautiful way. All right, thank you to Enphoto for sponsoring this podcast. I'm so appreciative of that partnership that I have with them. If you have an idea for the podcast, if you have someone that you'd want to interview, or if you're listening and you think you have a story to tell that would interest the audience of this podcast, people like you, something that you've been through, something that's happened in your business, I would love, love, love to talk to you about that. Head over to focalpointspodcast.com, scroll down about halfway, and submit your name to be a guest, because I would love to chat with you. Promise. It's not a scary conversation. You've heard these. If you haven't, scroll back and you'll hear some of my interviews. They're really, really just nice conversations with really good people. And if you qualify and you fit in that category, I would love to speak with you too. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you next time on the Focal Points Podcast. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.